Yeah, about elephants, they eat grass, but at the same time they pull down the tree branches and just chew on the leaves and the bark of the trees. And they have a leader, a matriarch. It's the oldest female. That's a matriarch, oldest female in the group, in the herd. It's a leader. I think it's called a matriarch. And you can see what they have. They have the calves, the young ones, and they are highly protected by the whole family, not just the mother. So all the sisters or the aunties will protect the family. And for the female, like the baby female, the females will stay with the family until they are 13 years. Then they will be chased out of the family. And for the male, when they're 12 years, will be chased out of the family, because it's the period of the maturity period. So for them not to start mating, so not allowed sisters and brothers to mate. So that's why they're chased away, and say a year difference, so that they can find each other. Yeah. The other thing is you can see the trunk. Yeah, the trunk is where they breathe through the trunk. It's where the muzzle is, and they use it as a hand, like grabbing something and put it in their mouth. But they also use trunks. I mean, the tusks to just, so the tusks and the trunks together, they work together, like when breaking something, like a branch from up on the tree. What else? Yes, their gestation period takes up to 24 months, or a little bit more sometimes. Yes, and they can have babies when the baby is 1 year old. It's enough for them to have another baby. And so you can. The other one, because it takes 24 months, which is 2 years, so the other baby will still suck the mother until the mother gives birth. You can see they use their ears to cool themselves, or to, like, with the flies disturbing them, they use those ears to, like, wash them away. And sometimes you see them, they can wallow in the mud if there's mud too, just for the mud to stick in their bodies, and so the insects can get through the skin. Or with the dust, you see them grabbing the dust with their trunk and just spreading it on their bodies, just to, if it's under the trees, then it's to cool themselves, because that soil will be cool, be cold. But if it's somewhere in the sun, then just keep away the flies too. Yeah. And it's not like us with our skin. Our skin have these little holes that breathe, and you sweat. And for them, they don't sweat. So you can see where between their ears and their eyes, there is it's a little bit wet. So that's a sweat gland. That's where they sweat through. Yes. What else? Have I forgotten something?
Do they have any enemies?
Yes.
That size animals?
They do. Lions, but lions go for the baby ones, for the calves, which is very, very hard to get them because of how they are protected by their family, the whole family. Yes, and as they walk, like, you see how big they are? As they walk, with their feet underneath their feet, it's like spongy-like. So you can't... You might be sleeping and just something they can just walk just very close to you and not hear them walking. Mm.